Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Burgundy and Gold today, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. I'm going to peel the curtain back here for a second. I just ran from the kitchen here to the studio. Crushed me. Breathing hard. Can't get right. Not a good feeling.
You'll be all right.
I'll be all right. Wow. I shouldn't be breathing this hard, though. There's no way.
I was about to say, it's probably like 25 steps.
Get out of here. From here to the kitchen? No way it's 25 steps.
All right.
Too many steps for me.
And you just hooped last week, too. What strobe? So you should be in solid shape.
I am in solid shape, which is why I'm, like, stunned that this, whew, it took that much out of me. What are we getting to here? Brian Robinson Jr. Let's get to that. The big news that broke right before the start of the program. This actually goes back to the weekend when Jordan Schultz of FoxSports.com reported that Washington was shopping Brian Robinson Jr. And when I first got wind of that, I honestly did not know what to make of it, right? Like, here is my thing and how I've continued to feel about the Brian Robinson Jr. saga. Because it feels like this is something that dates back to last year in terms of folks being super critical of B-Rob in terms of what he isn't as a running back in the National Football League. First and foremost, I think he could play. Is he one of the best 32 backs in the National Football League? I would think so. The issue that I think currently exists here and why they're shopping him and why, as we found out earlier this afternoon from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network, not only are they shopping Brian Robinson Jr., they mutually agreed that he's going to be out tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, what does that mean, first and foremost? The first thing that comes to mind when I think about them sitting him tonight is, okay, he's probably played his last down as a member of the Washington Commanders. That's the first thing that comes to mind for me. The second thing that comes to mind is this. They're either going to trade him or cut him, but I think that happens sooner rather than later. I think Brian Robinson gets cut after tonight. And here's why. I think they want to get through the game and make sure that they don't lose anybody to injury first and foremost. Because, boy, wouldn't you look stupid if you traded them or cut them and then you had several injuries tonight at running back. You never know how the game's going to go. They mutually agreed for him not to play tonight because they want to give him the opportunity to be healthy on whatever his next team is. If he played tonight, you run the risk of him getting hurt. So I totally get him sitting it out tonight. Why I think they cut him tomorrow, let's just look at the calendar here real quick. Preseason's damn near wrapped up. This is the final week of the preseason. This is the last game of week two of the preseason. Week three starts on Thursday. There are four teams that are in action. Steelers, Panthers, Patriots, and Giants. You cut him tomorrow, there's a chance he could be ready to go Thursday for either of those four teams. And if I had to choose one of those teams that I think he'd probably be best suited on, it's probably the Carolina Panthers. When you think about pairing him up with a guy like Chuba Hubbard, like, that interests me. But the bottom line is you cut him tomorrow to give him a chance to latch on with the team and hopefully get a chance to make his debut with that team in the final week of the preseason, and then so on and so forth. You kind of let the ball roll downhill from there. But in terms of Brian Robinson Jr. and why and how we've gotten to this point, I think the fact of the matter is last year, one, I give him the benefit of the doubt, and maybe I'm totally off base for this, but he wasn't healthy last year down the stretch. He dealt with injury, right? As did the interior of this offensive line, who did a horrible job, in my opinion, creating lanes for him week in and week out. And I know maybe I've just got like a secret affinity for B-Rob that I'm keeping undercover. But I don't know. This is just how I've always felt about it. Even when you all were clamoring for a running back in the draft this past year, I just wasn't on board with it because I thought, man, they can get by with B-Rob. But that's my fault. My thought process has to change here, and I think all of our thought processes have to change here. This is not the Commanders of years past. This is not the Commanders of years past. They're going to leave no stone unturned when it comes to making this football team better. And I think the best version of this football team may not include Brian Robinson Jr. Here's the big reason for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think him being shopped is some acknowledgement that Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is going to be a Pro Bowler in year one. He's just the odd man out, in my opinion. Why is he the odd man out? What's the difference between B-Rob, Chris Rodriguez, Bill Merritt, and Austin Ekeler? What's the difference? Those other three guys play special teams. Brian Robinson Jr. doesn't. Dating back to college, he didn't play special teams. When he was behind star-studded back after star-studded back, he couldn't even make his way onto the punt team. So that, to me, is where the line in the sand has been drawn. That, to me, is the primary reason why they're shopping him right now. Does it mean positive, good things for Bill Merritt? You're damn right. You would be a fool to think that this isn't a good thing for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. But I think we got to ask ourselves this. Have we seen enough out of Bill to be comfortable anointing him as the running back one? And people aren't going to like this. People are going to say, well, damn, Linnell, what do you have to see? I don't think we have. It's been one preseason game. It's been one preseason game. And going back to the preseason opener, one, he got nicked up in that preseason opener. and he couldn't practice in the immediate practices following it. So durability is now a thing that I'm going to raise my eyebrow at with him. But in that preseason game, and I'm pulling up the box score here real quick, it's not even like he had some sizable workload. It was 7 carries for 24 yards. Most carries out of anybody that played at the running back position, but it was 7 carries. He came up nicked after his first 7 NFL carries. So the question I have with Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, and it's a fair one to ask. It's not me trying to be overly critical. I think the kid can play. He can play. Make no mistake about it. You see it in training camp every damn day. He's just different compared to everything else they have in the position. But there's so many nuances that come with being a starting running back in the National Football League that I still have a little bit more to see. How is he in pass pro? How is he coming out of the backfield as a receiver? How is he when he gets more than 7 carries? Will there be patience? Is the vision what we think it is? And here's the other thing. He didn't go up against the first team defense of the Patriots either. Like, that's the other thing that I don't think we got to see really, right? Unless I'm making that up. It felt like we didn't see him early on in that football game. But tonight, I think he's going to get the opportunity to do so, right? Like, tonight, you're going to see it. Tonight, you're going to see it. Through come hell or high water, you will see Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt get burned with that first-team offense. What does he do with it? I think he's going to play well. I think the kid's got juice. I think it's just a natural in-between-the-tackles runner. You feel the explosiveness with the jump cuts. Here's the other thing, though, and I'm doing my job the best way that I can, trying to play both sides of it here. I want to see how eager he is, because one thing that I've noticed about him, he gets downhill with the quickness. He presses the hole, he's jump cutting, he's doing whatever he can to find the seam and find that crease. Do you see him run with a little bit more hesitancy after getting popped for the first time in his NFL career? Because that's a real thing. You can jump cut all across the line, all across the field all you want to. When you jump cut into Logan Wilson and he knocks your block off, do you still have the same eagerness to get downhill and try to tote the rock? That's the question I have, though. When it comes to Brian Robinson Jr., I think he's played his final game as a member of the Washington Commanders, but as far as who the running back one should be moving forward, I think the jury's still out on that. It could be Austin Ekeler that gets the first carry against the Giants. Could be Bill Kroski-Merritt. The bottom line is this, though. B-Rob getting shopped, I think it has more to do with his inability to play special teams than it does them being ready to crown Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt as, like, you know, some Pro Bowl back here in year one. 301-230-0980 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. We'll revisit the Brian Robinson conversation as we move throughout the show. When we come back, though, let's go behind enemy lines. We'll take a trip to Cincinnati to talk to our guy Paul Daner Jr. He'll give us the skinny on what's good with the Bengals as they get geared up for Monday Night Football tonight here in Landover against the Commanders. That is next here on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.